many persons are usually surprised when I tell them today is the last day of Lent. Today is the last day in which we have prayed the Angelus. Whenever we pray the Antiphon of Our Lady again, it will be after the great Easter Vigil, and then we shall be singing until after Pentecost the Regina Coeli. We shall rejoice in the resurrection. In the meantime, today, we concentrate, as if you have followed in your missals, as you were asked, first of all, two different readings from the prophet Isaiah. Our Lord Jesus Christ fulfills to perfection the prophecies of Isaiah. We saw yesterday the prophecies of Jeremiah. He is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And of course, it was written by and for and about him. And now he fulfills it. And now he brings it to completion in the Passion, which we have heard today, and in the wonderful things that take place. Wonderful because of their effect. They're horrible and very sad because of the things that they tell us about, the tortures, the insults, everything that Christ underwent for us, for our salvation. But it was necessary that he should do these things according to his plan, according to the plan of the Father, that we might experience salvation that we had lost through Adam and Eve's original sin. And so these days are very sad days, but they're also very happy days and very glorious days. And so we rejoice that Jesus Christ, our Lord, has fulfilled everything that was written about him and that was predicted about him. So, as we meditate on these mysteries, and of course we do not want to read again everything that we have already read, but you need to read it yourselves and meditate on them yourselves. In the Most Holy Liturgy, tonight also in many places, in our traditional seminaries and so forth, the seminarians are celebrating the wonderful and very sad but beautiful liturgy of the tenebre, the darkness, when the candles are extinguished one by one, and then the strepitum. And it's finished. And then Saturday night, we shall rejoice in the blessing of a new Paschal candle from the new Paschal fire, which represents Christ our Lord. And so today, let us give thanks to Christ for all these wonderful, wonderful things that he gives to us in the Holy Catholic faith, in the Holy Catholic religion, in the Holy Catholic liturgy, which is the expression of our faith. We must be united to that, and we must live it always, and especially these holy days, when we relive the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament in Jesus Christ our Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.